Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, and welcome back to the Motivation Spark. You know that feeling when you trip and stumble, maybe even facemelt in public? Yeah, not my proudest moment, but hey, we've all been there. Now, think about those times when you've fallen short of a goal or made a mistake that felt like a major setback. We've all got them, right? Those experiences can sting, make us doubt ourselves, and even leave us wondering if we're capable of bouncing back. But here's the thing. Failure isn't the opposite of success, it's a stepping stone on the road to it. It's an opportunity to learn, grow, and build something even stronger. Today, we're diving deep into the power of resilience, how to turn those stumbles into springboards, and how to actually embrace failure as part of the journey. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First up, recognize that everyone fails. Seriously, it's not a badge of shame, it's just part of the human experience. Even the most successful people have faced their fair share of setbacks. Think about J.K. Rowling being rejected by 12 different publishers before Harry Potter finally took off. Remember, failure doesn't define you, it's how you react to it that truly matters. Second, reframe your perspective on mistakes. Instead of viewing them as roadblocks, see them as valuable lessons. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? What can I do differently next time? Sometimes the best ideas come out of our biggest blunders. Remember that famous quote by Thomas Edison, "I have not failed. I just found 10,000 ways that won't work." He wasn't afraid to fail, he embraced it. Third, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. You wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake, so why do you do it to yourself? Remember, everyone is doing their best, and sometimes that best isn't perfect. Give yourself permission to learn, grow, and evolve without harsh self-criticism. Fourth, build a support system. Surround yourself with people who encourage you, celebrate your successes, and offer a helping hand when you stumble. These are the folks who will remind you of your strengths, pick you back up after a fall, and help you see things from a new perspective. Finally, celebrate your wins, big and small. Every step forward, every challenge overcome, is worth celebrating. These victories, no matter how seemingly insignificant, fuel your resilience and keep you moving forward. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for a presentation at work. You've put in the time, researched thoroughly, and practiced until your teeth are sore. But as you stand before the audience, your mind goes blank, your voice cracks, and suddenly you feel like everyone is judging you. That's a classic example of failure hitting hard. Ever felt that way? It's terrifying, right? You might want to hide under your desk and pretend it never happened. But here's the thing. Instead of letting that experience derail you completely, imagine taking a deep breath, acknowledging the nerves, and then focusing on delivering the best rest of the presentation you can. You might not be perfect, but every time you speak, every point you make, is a chance to learn and grow. Maybe even inspire someone with your honesty and vulnerability. So, remember this. Failure isn't the end of the story, it's just a chapter. It's a chance to refine your skills, gain valuable insights, and ultimately become stronger and more resilient. We've covered a lot today, recognizing that failure is universal, reframing mistakes as learning opportunities, practicing self-compassion, building support systems, and celebrating those wins along the way. These are the keys to unlocking your inner resilience and turning setbacks into springboards for success. Remember, you're capable of amazing things, even when things don't go according to plan. So, go out there, embrace challenges head on, and let those stumbles turn into triumphs. And before I let you go, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to implement today to build your resilience? Share it in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until tomorrow, stay motivated and keep that spark alive.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.